listening to the KC Mavericks Coaches Show right here, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you. Thank you, everyone here who is with us live at Llewellyn's Pub in Lee Summit. Beer is flowing. Food looks good. I almost drank that guy's beer. He actually offered me some. See, he's offering it again. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. We're here with a historic moment right now. Kansas City Mavericks are having one of the best seasons of all time in the ECHL. I mean, this is truthfully historic. The best! 54-11. Yeah, the cup right here. You have the cup right here. You guys can't touch it. We're here with head coach GM Tad O'Head as well as assistant coach Riley Wozlowski. You can look, right, fellas, but you can't touch. Am I getting this correct?
Yes.
I guess different people have different perspectives on that, I would say.
And Riley, so, you've touched it. That's a man who's touched
it right there. I actually have not, but I don't know if I'm one of the ones that has that hard, like, no, but no, I have not yet.
See, all even right. the listeners and everyone here can't touch it. I think I touched it. Maybe I'm the one to blame if you can blame me. But by the way, let's just start at the top. 54 wins. 54 wins this season, 11 losses. Talk about this year.
It's been a special year. This is a really, really special group. You know, I mean, historically, you look at the ECHL since 1988, you know, sometimes it's hard in the moment to be able to understand how special it is, but this is an incredible, hardworking group throughout the lineup. You know, from unsung heroes to all three goaltenders to all the D-men and the forwards, this is an incredibly special group. Personal accolades for players, but a lot of team accomplishments. And just over the past couple of weeks, it seems like every night, you know, they're setting a new record or something. And all I can say is this is 11 years in the ECHL for me. You know, between Wes and I, ECHL for what's 27 years, 28 years. And this is remarkable. And we're very fortunate and blessed to be around such a great group of men.
One of the things you and I talked about before the show, actually, was maybe the record you're most proud of, and that's the ECHL record for road wins in a season. It's going to be a common theme here, and that's breaking records this show. So this is the first one I want to get to. 29, and again, you have one more game on the road to finish the year, so it could get up to 30. Why does that mean so much to you?
I think the one thing that maybe fans don't understand is the ECHL is a grind. It is the most challenging league to play in because you'll have, I mean, this season we had 7 games in 10 nights. The NHL, the American Hockey League doesn't see that. Europe doesn't see that. There's regularly 3-3s, 4-5s, and so such a wearing on the players, taxing on the players, and our guys come to battle every night. And we're so proud of them for that. And that record had been tied by 5 teams. And those 5 teams, I can recall, all remarkable teams. And our group from the start of the season, first game of the season in Wichita, they went in there, had us making the playoffs. That's, you know, what the, you know, the naysayers were saying. And they went in there and they've done phenomenal on the road. And so, you know, I'll be honest with you, incredibly proud of these guys and love their pirate mentality when they go on the road. And these guys are true competitors.
A lot of rum? Is that what you're saying? A lot of rum and
a lot of rum.
That's the pirate mentality. All right, Riley, for you, what record stands out the most? You have the most points in franchise history, 114. Most wins in franchise history, 54. Most goals scored in franchise history, 301. Fourth most single season wins in ECHL history, which, by the way, this wasn't just a 10-year thing. I was talking with Tad before the show. Since 1988, fourth most wins in ECHL history. What stands out most to you?
Well, I don't know if I could single out one. I mean, the road record is probably the most impressive, and for the reasons that Tad said, and also for the reason that, like, the guys didn't just, you know, surpass it by one, right? I mean, they've really blown it out of the water, and that is impressive. But I'd say probably the thing that impresses me the most, and it's more cumulative, is just how the guys have done it, and the way that it's been done by committee. I mean, you see some teams, and some of the greatest teams in the history of the league, and they maybe had one or two players that really carried the load for them, you know, we're talking about some personal accolades right now for some players, and very deserving personal accolades, but I mean, we could have had 5, 6, 7 more players that were up for and won these exact same awards and been in these same situations. You look at guys like Jacob Hayhurst, I mean, very easily and probably deservedly should have been a player that was on one of those lists. Nolan Walker, we have two or three defensemen as well that if you're just looking at stat-wise, that very well could have been on those. We look at plus-minus in our league. I think we've got seven of the top 10 plus-minus leaders in our entire league. And so I think that's what's, you know, is very, very impressive is not necessarily picking one or the other, but just how it's been done as a group.
How did you get everyone to buy into this mindset? Because, again, in the ECHL, a lot of times people are trying to go to the next step. They're trying to find where their career might take off. And yet you have built something here that is very special. You've mentioned it. The entire time from the first week we did this until now, it's been unselfishness. It's been about the team. It's been about we, not me. How have you built this culture?
I think one of the things is this has been, you know, 4 years in the making. And there's been a lot of difficult conversations, you know, Riley, myself, our president, Mike, and our goalie coach, Rob, have had. And we all share a very singular mindset of selfish acts. But with that said, the players, their compete level was absolutely through the roof. Like early on in the season, we would be doing drills. Their battle level was so intense. This is a group that doesn't like to lose. You know, very rarely have we lost back-to-back games. And that's the thing that is very, very special is these guys' compete level. They all want to continue to progress on. Their goal is all to get to the American Hockey League and the NHL. And so they have that common drive. No one's just complacent with where they're at. And as the season's gone on, we preach a lot of team play, team structure. And they've found and they've seen that they've had a lot of success when they do that. When we've kind of been off kilter, maybe a guy tries to just go on his own. But you look throughout the lines. You know, we've got four first lines that can attack and hit teams in waves. And so, again, I applaud our leaders. We've got incredible captains on this team. You know, we've got a great leadership group. And just throughout the lineup, I mean, we've got some great unsung heroes that step up. Bradley Schoenberg, Casey Carew, two guys that step up and compete every night. You know, Bradley was out of the lineup for the first seven games of the season. You know, and one of the hardest workers on this team. And so I just think it's a common effort. Everybody wants to have success as one.
We're here live at Llewellyn's in Lee Summit for the KC Mavs Coaches Show. Playoffs just around the corner. Game one, April 17th. Game two, April 18th. Well, you guys got home field advantage the entire playoffs, which has to be a very fun feeling. But you guys don't know your first round opponent yet. What does that do for you guys with the unknown here?
Well, I think the one thing about our league, and it's pretty unique to the ECHL and maybe a little bit more in the American Hockey League, but our schedule is, the majority of our schedule we play in division, right? So no matter which one of the teams, and it could be any one of four teams that we're going to play right now, but our first round, our first two rounds for that matter, are going to be teams that we've played a lot and we're very familiar with. And so it's not, you know, it's going to be when we find out whether that's on Saturday, whether that's on Sunday, we'll put together, you know, a package for the players and you know, and do some scouting on the team. But it's going to be a lot of review stuff for us. And another thing with this group and kind of as Tad and I have you know, developed over the last 3 years, getting very pinpoint approach into exactly how we want to play, and then ultimately we focus a lot more on ourselves than we do on the other teams. There's some little tendencies that other teams have, but you know, we have our principles of play that our guys every night we ask ourselves, did we play to our principles of play, and if we just do that, you know, that's where we find a lot of our success. And so you know, it is unique. It's crazy that we have no idea, and there could be one of four teams, but at the end of the day, that's not anything that really phases our group, I don't think.
What were the biggest changes from last year until this year? Because last year was good. Last year you guys did make the playoffs. You clinched on the second-to-last game of the season. This year you clinched the playoffs with 6 weeks left. I mean, that's insane. 6 weeks left in the year, and you're like, yeah, we're already in the playoffs. First, one, what was the biggest change? And two, how do you keep your team motivated when you clinch a playoff spot that early?
Well, part of that is the progression in the building. Like, I remember this summer, Riley and I are sitting in the office, and one of the things that benefited this team last year which then definitely turned into this year, is towards the end of last year, we got hit with some serious injuries and some call-ups. You know, Pascal LaBerge had gotten injured. Nick Passageoff had gotten called up. Some things that really had happened to us that forced us to go out and recruit. And in that recruiting process, Cade Borchardt, you know, ECHL rookie team, phenomenal season this year. But also it allowed us, you know, to really, you know, bring in a Casey Carew as well. And so it forced us into the recruiting aspect, which has helped this offseason. Then the other thing is retaining. We made a trade a couple of years ago that we took so much, you know, from, but we brought in Jake Jaremko. And this is our captain. He has been phenomenal. And I do the trade 10 times over 10. Riley and I knew it was the right move, even though, you know, we took a lot of flack. And then to be able to retain, you know, a guy like also Cole Koski. And so part of it was the retainment of bringing back the right players. Like, for example, in the offseason, we celebrated 11 of our players moving on to Europe. Again, we took a lot of heat for that. Why are you celebrating guys move on? That's our job. Our job is to help move players on. But Riley, Rob, and I, this entire organization, we have confidence, one, in our recruiting abilities, two, our retainment abilities, and then we have the best affiliation. Seattle Kraken, Coachella Valley, we've got a great relationship, great communication with them, and we have a lot of conversations on players. And so it was building. And ultimately, you know, between the affiliated players, between the retained players, and then the recruitment, like, for example, Nolan Walker, he was a huge offseason player, you know, free agent that we recruited. He's come in. He's done phenomenal. And we're going to continue with this. We believe Kansas City has always been a diamond in the rough. It hasn't got the respect that it deserves. But we feel that this is a great home. We've got a great fan base, a great community. This is a great hockey organization. Lamar Hunt, you know, takes care of our players. And we want to continue to build something special here.
For you, Riley, again, clinching that playoff spot with 6 weeks left in the season, how do you keep your team focused when, again, everyone knows, you know, the playoffs are what really matter. Once you get to the playoffs, you start winning those games, stacking those games up, that means more. But you guys kept doing this and breaking records along the way. How do you keep everyone focused?
Yeah, it's. I mean, it says a lot about our players. And again, we go back to probably like the most important thing of that was bringing in the right people, right? And that's you know, in our organization, hockey teams are no different than that. I mean, you are your people that are in your organization. And so, you know, I would say that you know, how do you keep guys focused? It's recruiting the right players. You look at the guys that we've brought in, the amount of players on our team that were captains of their previous team is absolutely staggering, right? And so we have a locker room full of people that are just that really genuinely care, and it's something that we talk about a lot in our locker room, is like, okay, resetting for the week, right? Is let's win this week, let's have a really good week this week, and in playoffs it's that exact same mentality. It's one game at a time, right? What's the most important game of playoffs? And whether you're a fan or whether you're somebody that analyzes a series, people talking on the radio, they say, okay, well, game three is the most important game, or, you know, okay, it's a 1-1 series, well, the next game, you know, this is a crucial game, the team that wins this one, you know, that stuff to us just doesn't matter, and winning the next game, you know, that next game, because if you always just focus on that next game. And so with our regular season, it's been that exact same mindset. It's been how do we get better? How do we polish our habits? How are we playing to our principles of play? And when you combine that messaging with the people that we have in our locker room, you know, that's where you see the results. You can see it.
Well, Riley, yeah, that game three means nothing to you, but for us, we have something to break down.
Exactly,
we have to talk about something.
Exactly,
over
100%, and that's what's great about it is you guys get to watch it, and you guys get to analyze it, and talk about all that stuff. But at the same time, with our guys, it's just that mindset of just, you know, reset, start over, and win the next one.
Again, playoffs April 17th, April 18th at Cable Dahmer Arena. Make sure you get your tickets at kcmavericks.com. Crowds have been great. The energy has been great. What's it like for you guys seeing a packed Cable Dahmer Arena, especially as we transition into the playoffs?
It's absolutely special. We've had some great sellout crowds this year. I'll tell you what, it's a loud arena. And even away teams will mention it. You know, it's a loud arena. We've got a great fan base, and we're doing something special. This is a 15th year anniversary, and really Kansas City as a whole has a rich history in hockey, going back to the Scouts and the Blades and so forth. And this is awesome. But I'll tell you what, Cable Dahmer Arena, our great fan base, guys love it. You know, I mean, you know, they score a big goal and they've got the horn going and the lights dimmed, and it's an absolute great atmosphere. And we want to continue to pack that place, and we want this journey to continue to go on. It's a lot of fun to play in front of these fans.
Riley, for you, how did the routines change from regular season to the playoffs, and how do you try and keep the players loose? Obviously, it's easy in the regular season. Everyone's setting records. It's fun. It's laid back. You're winning every single game. It feels like 54 wins. Then come playoff time. How do you keep the same mindset of keeping the players loose?
Yeah, and I think that's the big thing is, I mean, we've been successful up to this point, and so it's trying not to change, right? You don't need to reinvent something because it's the playoffs. Yes, things are amped up, but at the end of the day, we've been playing really good hockey all along here, and so, our guys, they have their routines, and we talked about this week, right? Is these last couple weeks, just getting into that mentality of how do you prepare your body? You know, how are you taking care of your sleep? Are you taking care of your hydration? All that kind of stuff, so that all of a sudden, you know, game one of the playoffs, it's not just flipping a switch and all of a sudden something has to change. We've been playing a certain way. We've been preparing a certain way for the last 5 months, and our guys are in that rhythm and they're in that routine, and all we're going to do is we're just going to continue that into the playoffs here, and you know, we feel really good about that group in the locker room and the way that they've done things up to this point, and have all the confidence in the world that they're just going to continue to get it done.
What did you learn from last year's playoffs that you guys can implement come this year's playoffs? Anything that you would do a little differently here?
You know, we've had a little bit more time, you know, to just prep as far as, you know, timing. We turned right into it. I think our front office has been able to kind of build and get more people aware of it. You know, one of the things we looked at is, you know, last year we were a bit of a depleted, you know, lineup going in. We really like our depth. We really like our depth. And just as Riley had stated, more so focusing on the principles of play. And that is something that we're going to be very consistent with, focusing more on what we're doing. And then the last, I would say, discipline. Successful teams are teams that will do selfless acts in difficult times. And we've got to stay disciplined. We've stayed out of the penalty box. We continue to do that. And just selfless acts, you know, for one another.
Actually, for you, Riley, here, you have three new players who've been added to the defensive lineup recently. Can you talk about the importance to the team and obviously just late in season, the addition of these three guys?
Yeah, and they've been absolutely incredible. All three of them have come in, and they're very different. You know, they're different types of defensemen, right? And you've got David Noel, who's a big, rugged defenseman, had a really good college career. He was a little more offensive in college, but for us, just adds that level of physicality to our back end, and again, he's the captain of his college team, and then McPherson is probably one of the more gifted offensive players that have come into the league on the back end, that you see the plays that he's making, and early on, just the vision that he has, and his ability to find his teammates, and his teammates, they rally behind that, right? They rally, they see him making those plays, and it excites them. And then Jacob Brotney, I mean, he's a guy that we got very early in the whole process, and in the Canadian college league, they play, he probably played 25 regular season games, 25 games this year. Well, we got him early in the process, and he's got maybe 15 to 20 games with us under his belt, and so you've just seen him develop and him grow, and Tad and I both, we have all the confidence in the world in those guys, and are really grateful that to, you know, have those additions to our lineup, and not only this season, but, you know, possibly going forward, those guys are going to be really big time Mavericks.
I know we're talking about additions right here, but actually the Mavericks have had the fewest roster moves of any team in the ECHL this year. When you do have to make the difficult roster decision, how is that made?
With a lot of thought. I think that's probably one of the things that people do not understand. You know, people chime in on decisions. They have absolutely zero idea how much time, effort, energy, and absolutely killing a dead horse those conversations have. We systematically have limited roster moves to create consistency amongst the team. And we've done a phenomenal job of it. And then the difficult decisions we've had to make, we've embraced and we've handled those decisions. But we do not do them carelessly. A lot of conversation goes into it. There was one point this season we felt like our defense needed to improve if we were going to win a championship. We went out and we brought in three incredible D-men. We also stocked the cupboard for next year. We've given our forwards the opportunity, you know, and that's been something. But we've made intelligent trades. For example, David Cotton. David Cotton is an absolute phenomenal talent. He's been a great addition to our team. We held on to a piece, and at the right time, we made that trade for him. You know, it was great. As a coach, you end up creating relationships with players, and we care for these players. Riley, Rob, myself, we care for these players, and so we don't treat these players carelessly. Because we understand when you trade or cut, get rid of a player, that's a human. But I'll tell you what, we aren't going to back down from hard decisions. And we got hard decisions in the future. But I'll tell you what, we are always going to do what's best for the team and what's going to allow us to win a championship.
And you've been right on those decisions again. 54 wins this season. Now, I'm going to do something. I know Tad's going to be really upset by this, so I apologize in advance. We got to give him a round of applause because winningest ECHL head coach in franchise history recorded the head coaching victory number 150 on Tuesday. Tad, here's to you, my man. Everyone, we're here again for the KC Mavs Coaches Show live at Llewellyn's in Lee Summit. Make sure you go to kcmavericks.com to get your tickets. Playoff games April 17th and April 18th. We'll take a break. Come back. More KC Mavs Coaches Show, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to KC Mavs Coaches Show live at Llewellyn's Pub in Lee Summit. I am Sterling Holmes, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Yeah, we knew the music was going, but we're having fun. It's a party. It's always a party when you win 54 games in a season. Joined now by team captain Jake Jeremko and alternate captain Cole Koski. Fellas, how we doing?
Good.
Doing good today.
I was going to say, happy doing pretty good, right? I mean, 54 wins. Feels pretty good. When you clinch a playoff spot 6 weeks ago, feels pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good. You know, I don't even remember when we clinched it. So 6 weeks ago, that's pretty good. But, yeah, it's been a really fun year for us. Boys have gelled together really well all year, and you know it's just a fun group to be around for sure.
It's both your second year here in Kansas City. What have been the biggest changes from last year until this year?
I think just fighting adversity. I think a lot of guys coming in and new to the group, and obviously getting guys on the right page. And it seems like everyone's gelling so far, right? 54 wins, like you said. So I think it's pretty outstanding.
What about for you?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of consistency this year. Last year we went through a lot of ups and downs with injuries and call-ups and stuff like that. And this year, we've been able to put a pretty consistent lineup throughout the year. And the guys get along really well. And you can't overstate that enough how close of a locker room that we have. And I think that's a huge thing for us.
I know Tad said his favorite record that was broken was the road record, right? 29 road victories and still a chance to get into the 30 category on Saturday, right? Is that your guys' favorite record? How have you had the success on the road? I mean, how do you stay gelled? Again, the grind of the ECHL, very difficult.
I think we have a tight-knit group. I think all the boys gel together pretty well. Makes it easy on the travel and the times on the bus, and having a lot of fun on the road is very important, and just transfer to games, and obviously it's a big record to break, and yeah, obviously it's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, when you're on the road, you're really only with the boys, so you get a lot of time to hang out with the guys, and we have fun, and that we gel off the ice, we gel on the ice, and I think most of the two things go hand in hand with us.
Yeah, I know the rookie party was last night, gelling there, just everyone coming together. I think it's always that's what I think separates a lot of sports organizations from other organizations, just that brotherhood, that bond, everyone coming together for one common goal. Jake, for you, you were on the Kelly Cup winning at Florida Everblades in 2022. How can you use that experience from that season and translate that to this season's playoff run?
Yeah, you know, I learned a lot from that year. You know, the playoffs are a grind. You know, you got to make sure you're taking care of yourself, taking care of your body, and, you know, just giving tips to guys who might not have been in, you know, a long playoff grind like that. You know, I can use my experience to help out other guys with that too. You just got to make sure you're staying on top of stuff like sleep, you know what you're eating, and things like that go a long way for you.
How do you stay loose come playoff time? Right? Everything's going great. You're 54 wins. These records are being broken every single night. It's easy to play loose on the ice. Then come playoff time, everything resets, 0-0. How do you stay loose in that same mindset?
I think, you know, you just kind of look at it like it's just another game, you know. We know we have all the tools that we need to win hockey games, and I think if we stick to the way that we've been playing, you know, that's the main thing. You don't really want to change anything up. You want to just keep playing the way that you have been and keep going back to what makes you successful.
Cole, for you, this season you've had a career high in every statistical category. Why have you been so successful this year?
I think that goes out to the line mates and, you know, the guys I'm playing with. You know, JJ here, and he's a great distributor with the puck, and, you know, Jackson and, you know, Andreev, you know, they've helped me out throughout this whole year, and, you know, big props to them. So,
Jake, for you, you know this again going back to Florida, but with the fewest amount of roster moves in the ECHL, the roster has stayed relatively stable. How rare is that in the ECHL? Is that why you've gelled so well as a team?
Yeah, I mean, the league's called the ever-changing hockey league, so you never know what you're going to get, you know, year in, year out, you know, what injuries you're going to deal with, what call-ups you're going to have, and to have the consistency that we've had has been huge for us, for sure.
For both you guys, are you guys on board with Tad and the you can't touch it? Riley seemed like he was not into the whole it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'd touch it. I don't think it really matters.
You touched it?
I haven't touched it, but I, you know, when
he says it doesn't matter, but he's yet to touch it. What does that say?
I mean, this is like the first time I've actually seen it.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's pretty nice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm on the same page. I think it doesn't matter. The main goal is, you know, what's next. So,
as far as what's next, that is the playoffs starting April 17th, April 18th. Make sure we pack the house, kcmavericks.com, for tickets. Reminder, all lower bowl tickets for the first round of the playoffs are what? $25. $25, so make sure you pack the house for the Mavs. Talking about the crowd, not just here, but also at every single game, the crowd has been growing, growing, growing. What does that mean for you guys on the ice?
Yeah, I think it's really nice. Every game that we go to, it's been pretty much packed, and the energy that they bring is great. It's easy to get up for games when, you know, when you got a packed barn and fans are bringing the energy that they have all year. It's been really fun to play in front of. You know, we got a perfect size arena where I think it creates a really good atmosphere for us too.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, it's loud in there. It gets loud in there. Cole, for you, both of you have obviously been in the playoffs, you with your great run in Florida, but both last year as well. How do your routines change as you transition from the regular season to the postseason?
I think you don't change much. I think if you got a team like we do right now, we just focus on what we have to do, and, you know, we just carry that forward, right? So I think we have the guys and the weapons in this room, and we just got to transfer that to the playoffs.
Do you have any superstitions? Anything you do before each game?
Just tie my left side first, but other than that, not really.
See, just that. Just the left side first. I'm actually the same way. I'm left foot first, too. Yeah. Has to be. What about you?
I'm actually the same. I go left before right on everything. That's it, though.
Yeah. Is this a common hockey thing where everyone goes left foot first? I'm not even a hockey guy, and I'm still doing left first.
I don't know.
Everyone left first, right first? No.
I like that.
I'm seeing a lot of lefts. He beer man shaking his head right now. I'm calling you beer man, by the way, since you offered me your beer. He's beer man. This is the best Mavs team, again, in franchise history. From the time you both were kids, you obviously played on many different teams, different levels. When did you know that this team was special?
I think we knew right off the get-go. I think we had guys coming in, you know, Tad, Wes, you know, they did a great job with, you know, off-season signing the right guys and building this room up. So I think coming in and seeing what we had and, you know, obviously just learning more and more about our team, and I felt like we knew a month in that we had a great team and we had great things to come.
Yeah, I could tell right away from the first few practices for sure. Just the level that we were practicing at was, you know, something that you really don't see that often in the way guys challenge each other. And then, you know, throughout time, you just got to see how good of guys that we have on this team are too. You know, everybody chips in their own ways. Everybody gets along off the ice, and I think that's just as important as gelling on the ice, too.
Not knowing your first-round opponent, again, starting April 17th and April 18th, does that present any challenges, or does that almost give you a chance to focus more on what you're doing instead of trying to focus and just dissect who you're playing?
Yeah, I think our mindset all year has been kind of just focusing on our game. And, you know, whoever we play in the first round, we've played at least, I think, 9 times. You know, some teams we've played 15 times. So whoever it is, we'll know them really well. They'll know us really well. And we just got to stick to the things that make us good.
I mean, I will say, is there a team you do or don't want to play? You don't have to name the team, but is there a certain team you're like, no, I don't want to play that team. They're very physical. I'm done. You kind of shook your head, yes.
There's no team, I think. The boys are prepared for whatever comes. So.
I know we asked the coaches, and they talk glowingly about you guys specifically. Let's talk about them. Let's give them a little bit of love here. What are your thoughts on Rob and Riley and Tad O'Had and what they've meant to you guys this year?
Yeah, they've done a tremendous job this year. Like I said, they brought in this team, and, you know, the quality of character of guys that they brought in for this year is outstanding, and that's credit to them for being able to find guys like that and bring them together and not only be high character but really good hockey players. I mean, we have, you know, a couple guys who are on the all-rookie team. Pat Curry was first team all ECHL, so a lot of credit goes to them for recruiting and giving us the tools to do what we do on the ice.
I think another piece, too, is, you know, having Rob in the room and, you know, having that energy and, you know, what he brings to the table too. You know, all the guys look forward to seeing him. So
Jake's smile right there said it all when it comes to the energy. He just immediately smiled.
Yeah, I mean, everybody loves seeing Rob. You know,
I love seeing Rob. Every time I see Rob at every single one of these events, he just comes up to me with a big old smile. He's like, how you doing, man?
He's never not smiling, and he always brightens your day when you see him.
Yeah, he really does. The two of you have been line mates for a good chunk of the season. Why do you play so well together on the ice?
I think both our games complement each other. I think, you know, JJ does a really good job with holding the puck and, you know, making plays. He's really good at that. And, you know, I like to shoot the puck. So, you know, he likes to find me in those areas. And, you know, I just like to go to the net. So
that's a good teammate right there.
Yeah, it was really nice of him. But I think Cole's a really smart hockey player. You know, that's the type of guys that I like to play with on my line. So I think we complement each other really well that way.
Do you guys do stuff off the ice together? And if so, is it friendly? Like, you're on the same team? Like, for example, if you're playing a game like ping pong together, you're taking on two other folks, or is it you versus each other?
Oh, it's always you versus the other one. Yeah. You can't be friends off the ice. Come on now.
Wow. Jake, rebuttal there, man.
Yeah, that was pretty cruel. But, you know, I think if we're on a golf course, I think I would take him.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
We got to see. When the season ends, I'll make this happen. I'll record you guys. How good of golfers are you? Are we talking like hundreds where it's going to be like who chunks the ball the least, who four-putts the fewest times?
No, we're both pretty good golfers, I'd say.
Okay, pretty salty?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. You guys are both prominent members of the Mavericks Leadership Committee. How have you handled that responsibility?
I think it's been pretty easy, you know, to be honest with this year, and like we said before, you know, this group's special. You know, we have a lot of, you know, personalities in the room, and, you know, we just gel really well together. It makes it really easy, and, you know, really don't have to do much, to be honest. You know, just make sure everybody's on the right page, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy group to lead. Everybody's on the same path. Everybody's thinking the same way. So, you know, there really isn't much for us to do. Everybody chips in their own ways too, as leaders. You know, I'd say every guy on this team is a leader in their own way as well.
As far, again, going back to the playoffs here, what you learned from last year, is there anything that you guys learned that you would do different next time around? Obviously, the success with Florida, you might say that's the baseline of what I want to do. But personally, is there something where you're like, you know what, I could do this different. I need to do this different. The grind of the playoffs is that much different than the regular season.
I think the past is the past. I think we're worrying about now. I think we have the tools like we talked about before, and we're just worried about our game plan and the next shift. So,
yeah, I agree with Cole. You know, we're a different group. We're a different team this year, and you know, we just got to build off what we've done in the regular season this year.
Team captain Jake Jeremko, alternate captain Cole Koski. Again, make sure you guys go to kcmavericks.com for tickets. $25 for playoff tickets in the lower bowl for the first round. Pack the house for the postseason. Again, games starting April 17th, April 18th, live here at Llewellyn's Pub, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the KC Mavericks Coaches Show, live at Llewellyn's Pub, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Yet again, the song may have been playing a while. We're just partying, hanging out behind the scenes, talking with everyone, talking about our golf game. Joined now by Cale Morris and Rob Couturier. Fellas, how we doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Dude, I'm great, man. It's always great when I'm hanging out with you guys. Rob, you do lighten the mood. All the players, what's that like for you knowing all the players?
That's a lot of flattery. I feel like they must owe me money or something.
Do they owe you money?
I don't know.
Like,
that's
what
a lot
you
of compliments.
In practice, you must be having them do a whole bunch of drills, and they're like, we better be nice to Rob.
You know, I don't know
Jake,
what it is.
Is that true? Is that true that you have to be nice to Rob or else he makes you what do you do, suicides on ice?
You know, like, I think I'm the nice guy, actually.
Yeah, he's the good cop.
You know, I mean, he's good cop.
Everyone's on his good side. It's always, hey, Rob, how are we doing? And then you see Tad or Wes, you kind of leave them alone.
Who's bad cop?
Tad and Wes.
Oh, Tad and Wes,
oh,
bad
yeah.
cop? Oh, man, I could see it.
Yeah.
It's the biceps for Tad.
Exactly.
It really
yeah,
is. I get
for
that.
Sure.
All right, let's start with you, Cale. You've had a phenomenal season. You lead the Mavericks in wins this year. You've won each of your last six starts. What has been the catalyst for your season this season?
You know, I had a really good summer and was super excited to get things going this year. And then, you know, once I got here and got to work with DK and Jack LaFontaine and obviously Rob, you know, things just started clicking and we have such a great goalie group and kind of goalie nation, so we call it there with the four of us. So,
do you have t-shirts made for goalie
no,
nation?
No, we might need them though, some playoff t-shirts.
Sure.
So I think just the support and we're all just kind of moving in the right direction and rooting for each other has been pretty key to the success for the whole group, goalie group as one.
Rob, for you, the Mavericks are the only team in the ECHL history to have three goalies with 16 or more wins, each with the same team. What does that say about the goalies in the team overall?
I mean, that's just an incredible stat, isn't it? Like, that's quite a record. Like Kel just said, you know, they're such a tight group. They work so well together, and the team works so well together. It is the tightest room I've ever seen, you know, the group of guys we have, and you know, it's pretty fun, that's for sure.
Is it hard ever having multiple great goalies? And it's like normally I feel like if you're on it, you're the guy. You're used to being the guy. I'm sure you were the guy at Notre Dame. But now you're here and there's other great guys around you. Is it ever hard to be like, man, I got to be on my A game or this guy might steal some of my starts?
You know, obviously as athletes, we're all going to be competitive and wanting to be in the game and during the key moments. But at the end of the day, you know, we're rooting for the logo on the front of the jersey more than the name on the back. So we're all kind of moving in the right direction, rooting for each other. And it's a very healthy competition and just a good environment to push each other to be better.
Well, I would also go for the name on the front because those jerseys are sweet, okay?
Yeah, they're
Rob,
sharp.
I'm going to need you here. Yeah. I need a jersey. Just throw it out there. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot because you're the good cop.
For
if I
sure.
ask Tad, I'm not.
I'll get right on that.
I'm
absolutely.
Not
I can't
Tad.
Believe you don't have one already.
Right?
Yep.
Come on.
We'll make it happen.
That's what I'm saying. For you, down the stretch these last few weeks, the team has seemingly gone away from switching off goaltenders playing every other game. Obviously, Cale and Jack have been playing a good number of back-to-backs.
Yeah.
Is that intentional?
That is intentional. Yeah, we have the luxury with such great goaltenders to have, you know, split them one-and-one. But as we approached the playoffs, it was, you know, Tad and Riley and I thought, long and hard about it, and we wanted to get them into a rhythm where they're going to start to see multiple games in a row and feel good about their game and you know, night in, night out. So that was intentional. And, you know, you can see with Kale that it's really been working well.
Is it the game plan going forward in the playoffs, for example, 17th and 18th back-to-back? Is it going to be same guy, or is it going to be all matchup-based?
You know, all season long we've taken it day by day, game by game.
Oh, come on,
and,
coach.
And we it is coach speak, but it's not, you know. They're long conversations every single day in the coach's room, I can tell you that. And we go back and forth, and we bounce ideas off of each other. And try to work out what's best for the team, and that's, you know, how we're going to move forward.
Kale, I asked the guys previously this as well, but for you, this is the best Mavericks team in franchise history. Obviously, you've been playing hockey a long, long time. You've been on a lot of different teams at a lot of different levels. When did you know that this team was special?
It was pretty early on. You know, I joined the group a little later than the standard. You know, I missed the beginning of training camp, but. You know, that first week, you see the lineup, you see the skill we have in that room, and then you start to meet the guys and gel more and more, and you're like, wow, this is a really close locker room, and all the successful teams I've been on before, you've had very close locker rooms. So, you know, I saw that in this group, and it's just been an exciting part to be a part of it the whole year.
Rob, for you, obviously you've been around a while now working with the Mavericks. When did you know that this felt different?
Yeah, right off the bat, same as everyone would answer, I think. You know, you went into the room, you talk to the guys, you see them, you see the way they work together, you see them on the ice and how they work together, and you just know it's a special group. And then, you know, once we started playing games, it's like you see it click, and it's, you know, it's pretty obvious. Yeah. There's something different.
I will say to everyone listening yet again, if you want to see different, and different in a good way, if you want to see history, KC Mavs history. If you want to see this team come playoff time, April 17th, April 18th, make sure you get your tickets at kcmavericks.com. Yet again, all lower bowl tickets for the first round of the playoffs are $25. Make sure you pack the arena for the postseason. The defensive men on most hockey teams don't get enough recognition. How has that unit helped the goaltenders this year?
Let me go with this.
Sure. Yeah. Obviously, we're kind of known for that high octane offensive team. But you know, like the goalies and the defensemen, they might not get the credit. But you know, it all starts with them. And the defensive core has been awesome all year. And we've made some great late additions to the team to make it even stronger and kind of round out that group. And you know, moving into playoffs, I'm super excited with any of the defensemen in front of me. And I know the two other goalies feel the same way.
Yeah, I think you know it's also a full team mentality in just. You know, locking it down in our own end and building from that. And yeah, we love to play the offensive side and we love to possess the puck. That also helps us defensively. But on the defensive side specifically, you know, I think all those guys are really bought in to our systems and they really, really want to help out our goaltenders. And that is a huge part of our success.
Rob, for you specifically here, you're obviously here last year and they made the playoffs last year. KC Mavericks, they made the playoffs. It was excitement to step in the right direction. Obviously, this year is different, though. Did you guys learn anything from last year making the playoffs to what you can take and implement this year?
This is actually my first year here.
This is your first year, I'm wrong. I'm just an idiot. Rob, I knew it. Rob, you're gonna. I thought you were the good cop. You couldn't just go with me here, Rob.
I couldn't go with you on that one.
Rob got red and was like, dude, Sterling, I wasn't here last year. Well, pretend you were.
Okay. Yeah.
What do all the records that this team has set this year mean to you, though? I mean, again, all of the records you're breaking, almost every single game down the stretch, another record broken. What does that mean?
I think they're great milestones along the way to you know, the ultimate achievement. And it just shows, you know, the work that these guys put in, you know, the whole team and the coaching staff, the equipment manager, you know, everybody. And I just think it's like markers on a mountain as you climb to the peak.
I get it's a little different maybe for Tad and maybe for some of the offensive players, but obviously as a goalie coach, as a goalie, not knowing your opponent for the first round of the playoffs, I think offense is a little different, right? You're kind of focused maybe more on yourself. If you're a goalie, you're trying to see, well, what do they do offensive that I need to be aware of? What challenges are that for you guys not knowing your first round opponent yet?
I don't think it's too big of a challenge. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just kind of going to be focused on my game and playing kind of that relaxed style that I like to play and just worry on kind of that next shot mentality. Obviously, it'll be nice to know who we do end up playing and kind of start pre-scouting for them. But at the end of the day, I think if you know, I'm playing my game, the other goalies are playing their game, and collectively we're all just worried about ourselves and being at the best that we can be, then the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, exactly right. You couldn't have said it better.
What do you admire about his game and Jack's game? What do you admire about the relationship and the ability to almost feed off each other, even when they're, of course, obviously playing on different nights?
I think Cale said it earlier, healthy competition between the two of them. You know, they are two incredible goaltenders with two, you know, great pasts and two great futures. And they're working together in the moment to make each other better and make this team better. And that's not something you see all the time. It's not something you get with every team and every group of goaltenders. This is something completely different.
How have you been able to do that? Because, again, from week one until now, it's all about unselfishness. I know I brought it up to Tad, but I just find this very fascinating. Again, you know, I played sports my whole life as well until I realized, hey, I'm just not very good. So it wasn't going to happen post-high school. But it's always, a lot of times, there's a little bit of me first. There's always going to be a little bit of, I want to take the next step until you obviously get to the highest level. You want to show everyone that, yeah, I'm the guy that got us here. But the Mavericks, it's everyone. They're unselfish. They don't care who gets the glory. It's all about, again, the 54 wins. It's all about winning. How have you been able to do that?
I think it's just the kind of character we have in the locker room. You know, it's a we before me type of vibe in the locker room. And at the end of the day, we're all... we know that with team success will come individual success. So if we're all just moving in the right direction, moving together, that's kind of power in numbers. And we know that we'll be stronger as a unit than any one of us could be individually.
And then for you, Rob, what have you seen with this team specifically?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is a testament to Tad and Riley and the work they do in recruiting, because there's a lot of talented hockey players out there that don't have good character. And they make sure they go out and get guys that have talent and character. And that's what builds a winning organization like we have.
And I think the road record really speaks to that. Again, 29 wins. I hope you guys get 30. Just the three in front. I know you already have the record for most road victories, but for some reason that three is just going to
looks good,
sweet.
Doesn't it?
Right? It's going to look good. Yeah. So when you have that success on the road, again, we've talked about the grind. How are you able to stay focused? I have to imagine it is pretty difficult. You're on the road. You maybe aren't sleeping the best. You're traveling, whether it's by bus or however you're getting there. It can be difficult. How do you stay focused and healthy and ready to go on the road?
I think just knowing that we're all doing it together. You know, we're all on that bus together. We're all having the same meals. We're all kind of going through the grind together, and it's something that kind of just lets us bond and be in the moment and maximize it and kind of use it as some fuel and be like, hey, let's just get this done. You know, it's going to be a fun one.
Best road meal. What is it?
Ooh. Oh, boy. There's a handful. I'm not sure.
There's a steakhouse in Boise that's pretty darn good, I got to say.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The steakhouse in Boise. There's no name. It's just if you guys go to Boise, it's just the steakhouse
it's
in Boise.
It's the one you'll be directed to, I'm pretty sure.
It's that one?
Yeah, it's that one.
What games do you play on the road trips?
You know, there's some card games. I've brought out the Catan board a couple times, so we'll get a couple board games going. So
against fire.
Something to pass the time.
I heard a smattering of applause back there for Catan. I think there's some Catan play. Yeah, that was you? Yeah, Catan's it's a good game. Do you win normally, or you know?
Yeah, I do pretty well.
I wanna let the fellas know. I gotta let Jake and Cole know that Cale was trash talking the golf game a little bit. Just so you guys know, if you want to know more about the healthy competition that this team has, it's right here. Not just hockey; it's also in golf. I do want to go back again to the 54 wins here, guys, because this is just phenomenal. 54 wins, 11 losses. I mean, this is historic. Not just the actual production, but the process. Let's talk about the process here. How do you go into each game when you're feeling as high as you guys are every single game?
I think it's just, you know, not getting too high or too low, you know, because when you're good, you're really not as good as you think, but when you're bad, you're not really as bad as you think. You know, you just kind of got to find that middle ground and, you know, go to the rink every day just hoping to get better and put in a good effort.
You might be as good as you think. I mean, you might be. This is the one exception, I think, this year. You might be as good as you think. What about you, Rob?
Yeah, I think it is about, you know, managing your routines and your day-ins and day-outs. You're not going to feel great every single day that you show up to the rink, you know, and you're going to have great days and you're going to have bad days. But if you can kind of raise the floor and not worry about the ceiling, then you're going to level those peaks and valleys out a little bit, and you're going to have consistency.
Well, how have you improved, obviously, doing a lot of the video work with the goalies and everything behind the scenes? Again, you're a big part of this. Just how have you evolved your methods doing this?
Yeah, I think I've had to step back a little more than I did in college hockey. In college hockey, I was able to, you know, have all week before you played a game, and I could really do, you know, a lot with the goalies. And with these guys, I kind of have to manage myself and not overcoach them because they are such tremendous athletes to begin with, and really kind of find that balance in days when they kind of don't need much from me, and then days when we can kind of go at it harder.
What do you guys think? I asked everyone else. Can you touch that or no?
And yeah.
Am I allowed to? You said yes.
Go for
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
That's just a cup.
Is it just a cup? Everyone, is that just a cup? Can I drink beer out of the cup? Or like, I'm getting some yeses. I see a KC Mavs vest on. I feel like that's allowed as a yes. He turned around. Maybe not. Maybe I can't crush a beer out of that.
That's a special cup, I'll tell you what. But I have no belief in curses. Or anything like
that. Strong words from Rob right there. Everyone listening right now, make sure you go to kcmavericks.com. Get your tickets for the playoffs. Lower bowl tickets, $25. Pack the house. April 17th, April 18th. This was the KC Mavericks Coaches Show live at Llewellyn's. Fellas, good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks,
brother.
Good to see you. Yeah.